Amen. Amen. I want to be a worshiper. Amen. That's what we're created to do. We are created to worship. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the word from Sister Candy tonight, and I love the vein that she was speaking in, and sacrifice and worship. And we know that without sacrifice, there is no worship. Amen. As you saw, the very first mention of worship is tied to sacrifice. So if we think we're worshiping, but we haven't sacrificed anything in a while, we're probably not worshiping the way we think we are. Amen. Amen. And it's the reason why I say that is because it's sacrifice that I feel to talk to us about tonight. Amen. I'm just going to jump right into it. I apologize. I don't have a whole lot of time, and I want to make sure that I get the word out there. I'm going to try to slow down, but like I said, when I feel a little pressed for time, I might talk a little faster than I normally do when I already talk very fast. Amen. I apologize for it. It's that city living. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So tonight, obviously, if you don't know, I'm here to talk to you about reaching out in evangelism with the apostolic message. Amen. Amen. And typically, when I would think of evangelism, I think of outside of the building. Typically, when I think of evangelism, I think of people that are lost. And when I think of evangelism, I think of reaching into a lost world and ministering to the needs of others and ministering to the broken and ministering to those people. But I feel like the Lord gave me a little bit of a fresh reminder, if you would, maybe a fresh revelation, if you want to call it that, or a fresh reminder. That sounds a little bit better to me, but I feel like he directed my thoughts and he taught me tonight, or as I was preparing, is that yes, our thoughts and our focus is on reaching the lost, but reaching the lost doesn't begin out there. Reaching the lost begins right here. Reaching the lost begins right inside of our hearts. Amen. Because if our hearts ain't right, we're not going to win the lost. If our hearts aren't right, we're not going to do the right things to reach the lost. We're not going to care about the lost. We're not going to look upon the needs of others. We're only going to be worried about building our own kingdoms and our own families and our own trucks and our own cars and whatever it is that we're trying to build. But when we can get our hearts in the right place through sacrifice unto the Lord, amen, we'll find ourselves reaching the lost in greater and more powerful ways than we ever even imagined. Amen. You see, there's a process that comes to evangelism. Amen. The process isn't found in a self-help book. The process of evangelism isn't found in outside programs. Well, in that church, they're doing this program and it works. And that church is doing this program and it seems to be working. And you could do all the programs that you want to do, but if this isn't right, it doesn't matter what programs we do. The root, the process begins right here. Everybody look at yourself, point at your own heart and say, this is where evangelism begins. Amen. Amen. We have to change some things within ourselves in order to get to the place where we can change the things about the world. Amen. If we don't change what's wrong with us, we can't change what's wrong with the world. Amen. I'm going to try to slow down. I'm a little excited. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. I got a whole lot of verses tonight. Right, Sister Lana?
Yeah.
John chapter 12, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. Amen. Somebody say, much fruit. Amen. Now, I'm short on time, so I'm not going to go into a whole lot of depth of what Jesus is talking about here, or the scenario, but this is just after the triumphal entry. He rode in on the colt. Everybody's waving the palms. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. And then some Greek guys walk up. They want to talk to Jesus. They want to see Jesus. And Jesus looks at his disciples and he says this, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. Amen. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. Amen. And Jesus is trying to teach them a principle, a biblical principle that says, in order for you to have life, I must die. That's what Jesus is saying. Because of my death that's coming up in a few days, I'm going to be able to bring forth eternal life for many people. I'm going to be able to bring forth much fruit to a broke and dying world. But it only comes through a death of the Lord. Amen. So the principle that the Lord is teaching disciples that is in order for something to grow, something has to die. In the natural, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but in the spiritual, it makes a whole lot of sense. Amen. He's using an agricultural reference here to illustrate that because of the death that he's going to suffer, greater things are going to come. Amen. It's only through his death that we receive eternal life. It's only when we identify with his death that we receive eternal life. It's only when we identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection that we can walk in the newness of life and walk with an assurance that we're on our way to a greater place, that we're not stuck in this world, but we have an eternal home that rests in heaven. Amen. Amen. So, he's teaching about bringing forth fruit. He's teaching about bringing forth life. Amen. How does that relate to me? Well, often we'll see the word of God referred to as the seed. He also talks about our faith being a seed. Amen. And he talks about us being a tree. Before it could ever be a tree, it's first a seed. A tree cannot produce fruit until it grows. Amen. A seed that lies in the ground dormant and it's untreated does what? It dies. It just sits there. It abides alone. Unless the corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it just lays there. Nothing happens. Nothing changes. Nobody's affected by it. Nobody can eat from it. Nobody can be nourished by it. Amen. But when a seed goes into the ground and it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. Amen. Amen. The principle is this then, unless we die to ourselves, we will never produce fruit in anybody else. Unless we are able to sacrifice some things within ourselves, we will never be able to reach anybody else. As Sister Candy said, unless we've experienced what it is to be broken, we can never experience the peace that people need. Unless we've experienced what it means to fall down in an altar of worship and sacrifice, we'll never be able to give the people what they actually need. Amen. They don't need me. They don't need you. They need the Spirit of God that's in us. But the Spirit of God that's in us can only flow out of us if we'll allow our flesh to die. Amen. Amen. Pastor Anthony talked last Thursday about taking up our cross and following him. Amen. I believe that this is right in that vein. It's only when we decide to lay down our cross and pick up his cross and follow him that we could actually show people the way to him. How can you show somebody a way to something that you haven't been able to walk to in quite a while? Come on, if you've been broken but you don't know what to do about it, you just got to pick up your cross. You got to get back down on your knees and you got to get back to a place of worship and allow the Spirit of God to transform your heart. Amen. So that way you can put forth what the people need. Amen. Unless we do these things, we will never see the harvest that God has provided. Amen. We've prayed a lot for harvest. We prayed a lot for these things. Amen. And we believe that God has provided it, right? The fields are white to the harvest, right? We believe that. Amen. We believe that in the end times, there's going to be a greater soul revival than we've ever seen before. Amen. But it's got to start here. Before I die to myself, I live a life that pleases my flesh. Before I die to myself, I work to attain whatever feels good to me. Amen. Before I die to myself, I get a bigger house. Before I die to myself, I get a bigger car. Before I die to myself, I live a life dominated by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen. But when I die, and when I allow myself and my flesh to be put under subjection to Christ, then I find life. Then I find life, and I find life more abundantly. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't have this scripture, but it's Romans 6:8. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Amen. Amen. We can never give anybody Christ if we're not carrying him with us. If the Spirit of God isn't living inside of me and overflowing in every area of my life, then how can I do anything for anybody? You see, it's not my enticing words that are going to win souls. It's not my talent and my charisma and my personality that's going to win souls. What was that statement you said? You just got to know him to love him? People say that about me all the time, because if you don't know me sometimes, I'm a little rough around the edges. Amen. Amen. So I know it's not my personality that's winning people to the Lord. It's the Spirit of God that's going to lead people to the Lord. It's the Spirit of God that's overflowing from my life that's going to bring people to the Lord. It has nothing to do with me, but it has everything to do with Him and His Spirit. But His Spirit can't live in me, live through me, if my flesh is living through me. Amen. Amen. Verse 24 again. Second part of that verse. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. His death produces life in us. When we follow Him and we allow ourselves to die, we will bring forth much fruit. Amen. Our level of personal death and sacrifice is a direct correlation to the harvest that we're going to see. If the seed doesn't die, it just lives alone. There's an embryo inside of a seed. A seed has to go into the water. It has to go into the ground. It has to be watered, and it has to break forth from the shell. And when it comes out of the shell, there's this little thing that begins to grow. Amen. And as that thing begins to grow, that's when things change. And it can grow into a beautiful tree, the character of a mustard seed, like Brother Rhodes has taught us the other day. Amen. But if the seed doesn't die, it just lives alone. If the seed doesn't die, if we don't die, if our flesh doesn't die, if we don't crucify our flesh, we live alone. What does that mean? That means I just keep coming to church and I'm glad I'm here. I just keep coming to church and I'm glad I'm saved. I keep coming to church and I don't care who goes to heaven with me. As long as I'm going to heaven, I'm okay. That's what living in the flesh looks like when you're in the church. Amen, because if you were living in the Spirit, you'd be concerned about the things of others. You'd be doing the body, ministering to the body. You'd be looking more upon the needs of others than you would about yourself. Amen. I do the same thing. It's not just you I'm talking to tonight. I'm talking to me.
Amen.
Amen. As long as I'm going to heaven, I'm good. That's not living. That's death. That's loving our lives so much that we don't want anything to disrupt it. Amen. I'm good coming to church. I'm good hearing some preaching. I'm good to talk in tongues every once in a while. But you ask me to do anything else, I'm not going to do it. That's not living for God. That's not. I'm sorry if that's where you're at. That's not. That's not crucifying your flesh. Amen. But if we would allow the Spirit of God to crucify our flesh and to live through us, we won't abide alone. We won't be here by ourselves. The principle is plain. Something has to die, and when it does, it brings forth much fruit. Oh, hallelujah. Before our flesh is crucified, we live for ourselves. We love our lives, and we think our time is too precious. I can't teach a Bible study because I'm too busy. I'm too tired to call that person. You know what? I'd call on that brother. I would call that sister, but they talk a whole lot. And I don't have 2 hours to talk to them on the phone. That's not living. That's not dying our flesh. Amen. Amen. That's loving our lives. That's me putting my needs first. That's me missing out on the blessings of God. Sometimes we look at our lives and we wonder why we're not more blessed in certain areas. Why do we struggle in certain areas? It might have something to do with this. Think about it. Sorry if I'm stepping on your toes tonight. I hope you brought your boots. Praise God. Amen. And I don't mean it to be rude. I don't mean it to be mean. I'm not saying some of this stuff tongue in cheek, but I'm doing it because of the harvest is great. All right, the harvest is great. I'm going to have to skip some verses here, but amen. Amen. I'm just going to skip down to here where it says one of the biggest reasons we don't evangelize more is because our flesh is dominating our daily walk. Think about it. You don't have to raise your hand here. But think about it. I'm going to ask some questions, or let me just read off some reasons why we don't evangelize. And you don't have to raise your hand, but think if you relate to any of this. And I know you do because you wrote it down a few years ago. Amen. They might reject me. They might ask me some questions I don't know the answers to, and I'll be embarrassed. I don't have the time that it requires. I'm not qualified or equipped to reach out. I don't have the personality to do it. I'm more of an introvert than I am an extrovert. And what are all those reasons have in common? The flesh, me. It's how I feel. It's how it's going to affect me. It's how I can't do it, or it's I don't want them to think I'm an idiot, or whatever it is. That's us living. But how many know that when we die to ourselves, he makes us into brand new creatures. Amen. All things are passed away. All things become new. Amen. He gives us boldness. Come on. His spirit brings all things to our remembrance. What's impossible for man is possible for God. Hallelujah. He gives us every spiritual blessing. My Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, there's nothing that we can't do when we sell out for God. There's nothing we won't be able to accomplish when we give our lives completely to God. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to stick on this one little point. I apologize, but this personality thing, I've heard this a lot of times. Well, I don't have the personality to reach out. I just don't, you know. Brother Ron, it's easy for you because you can talk to a tree, you know, it's easy for you. But I'm not comfortable talking to people. And you're right. You're not comfortable talking to people. And neither am I sometimes. I'm not always comfortable talking to people, walking up to people and talking to them about the Lord. It's not the easiest thing to do. But it's Christ that lives in me. Amen. It's not my personality that would win a soul, so it's not my personality that would stop a soul from coming to God. It's not my talent that wins a soul, so it's not my talent or lack of talent that's going to stop somebody from coming to God. It's not my understanding of the Bible. It's not my, I didn't become a great theologian overnight. And it's not my lack of understanding of the Bible that's going to stop somebody from coming to God. If I allow the Holy Ghost to work through me and I allow my flesh to be crucified, I will win souls to God. I need somebody to believe that tonight. Because that's the greatest lie the enemy is telling the church. You can't do this and you can't do that and you'll never win that person. You don't have the talent to do it. You don't have the knowledge to do it. You don't have the time to do it. And we don't have any of those things. But we do have the Spirit of God living inside of us. And if we have the Spirit of God living inside of us, then nothing is impossible.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. There was two more verses there. He that loves his life shall lose it. He that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. It's impossible for us to crucify our flesh, to sacrifice all that we have, and to give all that we have to the harvest and not reap the benefits. It's impossible for us to be obedient to this verse and not see the fruit of the verse. Amen. If we will lay down our lives, we will see blessing. If we will lay down our lives and serve him, we will receive honor. If we will follow him, we will receive all that we want from him and more. But when we try to hold on to what little we have, we will receive nothing, and we will continue to receive nothing. Oh, Pastor Anthony said it. You can't serve God with a closed hand. I wish some of us would just open our hands tonight and just give our talents to the Lord and just give our knowledge to the Lord and just give our time to the Lord and just sacrifice something to reach somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know we cannot outgive God? We cannot outdo God. Mark chapter 10, verse 29 through 30. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Come on, somebody. With now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the world to come, eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. What's he talking about? Whatsoever we will sacrifice, we will receive plus more. How much more? An equal portion? Nope. a double portion. Elisha was all happy about a double portion. We get more. Tenfold, not enough. A hundredfold. 100 times what we've already lost, we will receive back plus more. We will receive eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to receive it in this time. I don't have to wait till tomorrow. I don't have to wait till I die. I don't have to wait, but I can receive it now. And I can bring souls with me now. And I can win souls now. Oh, hallelujah. All I got to do is lay down my desires, lay down my ambitions, lay down my thoughts. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have it in this life, right here. Right now, amen. As Sister Ann comes up, the Lord has a very simple message for this church. Crucify our flesh. Lay down our desires. And he will bless us with the true riches of this world, which are lost souls coming to him. Amen. If you believe that, would you close your eyes, lift your hands. Amen. Let's just pray that God would show us what we need to sacrifice. Show us the way to live according to his word and to receive this word into our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Lift your voices now.